Happy Friday, Hope College. Yes, peace of Christ be with you. We've got some guests that are looking at Hope College, possibly making this a future home and place. We want to welcome you to our place here. Yes. Don't choose a bumper sticker. Choose a people. Choose hope. That's what we're about. It's Friday, week 12. How you feeling? Raise your hand if you feel like this semester's flown by. It's gone quick. Raise your hand if you're just like, it can't end soon enough. For me, I don't know about you, but it's gone quick. I don't know if you realize it, but we're coming down to it. Next week, Thanksgiving. And then after next week, we've got, I think, two more weeks of classes. That means you, if you haven't gone to the library yet, it's time. Do that research, get it going. But we're coming down to it. The semester, before we know it, will come to an end. Sometimes in college, we can kind of get caught up and it feels like it'll just keep going, but it doesn't. It comes to an end, and endings are important. We're coming down to it at the end in chapel as well. This Sunday, we are going to be doing a praise and prayer. This is our annual recording of our CD, so I want to invite you to come out. All we're doing Sunday night is singing. We're just going to sing the whole time. So bring a friend, bring a friend's friend, bring your grandma's friend. Bring them to the gathering on Sunday night, 7 o'clock in here, and we're just going to sing and record. I want your voices on the recording for the coming year. And we're also coming down to it in our series in 1 Timothy. We've been traveling along in this letter that the Apostle Paul wrote, a young pastor, a young disciple, a young friend named Timothy. And today, we're going to conclude that with just listening to the final verses of Timothy. So hear these words from the Apostle Paul to a young man. Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you. Avoid the profane chatter and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge, by professing that some have missed the mark as regards the faith. Grace be with you. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Timothy, maybe you can insert your name. Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you. This is the final advice of Timothy's mentor, his coach, his professor, his mentor. It's guard what has been entrusted to you. Guard it. Something valuable has been given to you. Protect it. Don't squander it. Don't lose it. Guard what has been entrusted to you. The whole letter comes down to this advice. This is the period at the end of the sentence. This is what Paul wants Timothy to groove into his soul and remember again and again and again. Every day when he gets up, Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you. It is both an encouragement and a warning. The encouragement is that you have been given something so valuable, so important, that you should spend your life, energy, your soul, your mind, your will, your body protecting it. And there's a warning. You could lose it if you don't protect it. If you don't protect what has been entrusted to you, this gift, you can lose it. There's a warning. To put this in the context, I think it's important at the very end of this letter that we remember who Timothy is. Timothy is, he's a young man. Most likely, he's about your age. The season of life you're in where there's an undefined future before him. There's all of these possibilities he's got to navigate about love and vocation and work and friendship, all of that's there. Timothy is a third culture kid. Do you know what I mean by that? He's somebody who's grown up in different kinds of cultures. His father was Greek, culturally Greek, in a kind of Hellenistic world, so he could have been a part of lots of different kind of secular worlds. But his mother was a devout Jew who became a Christian, Eunice. His grandmother, Louise, was also a Jew who became a Christian. At this time in this place, it was very rare for a Jewish woman to marry a Greek man. And they had a son named Timothy. And so Timothy would have grown up in a context where he could hang on Friday night with his Greek friends, and he's at temple on Saturday with his Jewish friends, and yet his mother becomes, and his grandmother becomes a Christian. This grandmother and his mother, Eunice, would have been the primary voices shaping this young man's life. I don't know if there's anything more powerful in the world, than a mother's love. The quiet whisper that happens when a mother is telling you the truth. I imagine Timothy as a young man, and when he's being put to bed, his mother, Eunice, whispering to him the story that is true. The story of a God who with a word creates a world full of wonder and beauty, where everything's knit together in justice, fulfillment, and delight. Timothy, it's true, there is a God who with a word creates all things and loves it. And she would have told them the story of how that beautiful shalom was shattered by willful disobedience. And yet this God, doesn't leave us alone. She would whisper to him at night about a God who makes a promise, a man named Abraham, through you and your descendants that will be as numerous as the stars. I will love you and be for you and with you, and through you the whole world will be blessed, the whole world, every person, at all times and in all places. I'm going to make my covenant to you. Even if you retreat from me, I will never retreat from you. A God who will always be for you, always advocating for you, always pressing into you. She would have whispered to him about the prophets who hate injustice, who call for Israel to be a place of justice, fulfillment, and delight, where everyone is fed, and the widow is taken care of, and the orphan becomes a family member. She would have whispered about these prophets who proclaimed one day, there will be God himself who will come down to us and put the world to rights. That there will be a God who will put on flesh and be among us. We'll call him the Messiah. And Timothy, it's true. He came. His name is Jesus. The Word became flesh and lived among us. The fulfillment of the covenant promise to Israel is happening now for the whole world. It's true, Timothy. He would have heard that as he went to bed at night from his mother. And then along comes a man named Paul. Paul, who's got the energy and the stature of Coach Sturzma, full of force and enthusiasm, talking about Jesus, the Messiah, and what Jesus is calling us to be, a witness into the world. Paul comes on a second missionary journey to Lystra in Asia Minor and sees this young man, Timothy, a third culture kid, a kid that didn't always necessarily fit in, but he could speak to the Greeks and he could speak to his Hebrew friends, and he was formed in the faith. He loved Jesus and he loved God, and he was called to be part of Paul's journey. So Paul took him under his wing and said, come with me. And he pours himself into Timothy. And Timothy would have loved Paul as they traveled around. In fact, we know that Timothy spent time with Paul in prison on more than one occasion, nearly died with him. And if you've ever been with a friend in a crisis, you know that there's a special bond. But again and again and again, Paul is pouring his wisdom and his life into this young man. And he sets him up in a leadership position in Ephesus, a church. And this letter that Paul writes to Timothy is this encouragement to this young leader like you. A young leader encouraging him to remember what's true. Remember the story so that you don't get sucked into false knowledge and contradictions. You know this, that a lot of people, just because it's knowledge doesn't make it wisdom. What is it that T.S. Eliot writes? Where is the life we have lost in wisdom? Where is the life we have lost in living? Where is the wisdom we have lost in knowledge? Where is the knowledge we have lost in information? The cycles of 20 centuries brings us farther from God and nearer to the dust. Just because there's a lot of chatter doesn't make it wisdom that brings life. Paul is writing to Timothy, remember the wisdom that brings life. This is what is going to shape your life, your identity, as you launch into this world. And so Paul writes at the end of this, at the end of this letter, guard what has been entrusted to you. Guard it. To guard something means that you have to defend it. You have to be vigilant. You have to be strong. You have to be discerning because you can lose it. To be a Christian right now in this time, in this place, in this culture means that you need to guard your heart of what has been entrusted to you. Yeah, come on. You've got to be careful. Being a Christian right now in this time and place is not being going along with the flow. You've got to guard what is most important. Guard what has been entrusted to you. What has been entrusted to Timothy was the faith and revelation of Jesus Christ. The knowledge that we are saved. The knowledge that we are forgiven. The knowledge that there is a hope that one day heaven itself will come down to this earth and God himself will wipe away every tear from our eye. What has been entrusted to him is the knowledge and revelation that this is a world where the resurrection has happened. Where God shows up in flesh and God does what we cannot do for ourselves, that we are called to be a new kind of people, a people of hope that go north and south and east and west. Guard, Timothy, what has been entrusted to you today. And you can assert your name in that because the good news is this. The good news is this. The same thing that was entrusted to Timothy has been entrusted to you and to me. And so together, my friends, we need to guard this. That is what anchors this institution. That is what anchors the soul of the church. That is what anchors our faith. What has been entrusted to us is the saving knowledge of God and God's very presence here. And so as you launch into this weekend, as you launch into Thanksgiving and the finals that are coming, remember these words from Paul to Timothy, from Paul to you, from me to you. Guard, guard what has been entrusted to you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.